What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. And if you didn't notice, this episode is going up a little late today. And I'm just going to go ahead and combine kind of my current life experience with today's episode. If you are not doing so already, make sure you are subscribed, that you're following me on the socials, and that you are signed up at brandonlinette.com. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on your favorite, what do you call that? Host? I don't know. Apple or Spotify, wherever, whatever you use. Make sure you're subscribed and bitch, leave a review. I don't understand. I know you hookers are listening. I see you. I can see the analytics. You are here. You must like it because you're coming back. So real fast, just leave a review. That helps me get into the algorithm on, you know, Apple and Spotify's suggested list. That's how I come up on other, you know, podcast previews where people would say recommended. If you like this podcast, you're gonna like this podcast. So do a bitch a favor. You're listening to this for free. It doesn't cost you money. So the least you could do. That's your price of admission. That's what we'll call that. That is your ticket. Okay, so this is what went down last night, because it is currently Tuesday morning. I usually pre-record these the night before I go to bed. I decluttered my house. I had a couple rough weeks, and part of my healing is just like purging everything, like decluttering, getting rid of things. And the last room to go was my office. And so my husband goes to bed at 8. He gets up at 2 in the morning to go to work, 2:30, whatever, I don't know. And so I just had gotten started. Okay. Like when I'm purging my office, it's the last room. It's just crazy. It's crazy. I've got 3 laundry baskets full of clean clothes. If you guys are new here, it's just kind of my thing. I don't put away laundry. Okay. I wait till the very last minute. It's a thing, but I at least put it in my office this week to kind of help the fact that I was purging every other room. And it's like, once you start on one room, all your shit ends up in the next room, and it just kind of keeps going until eventually shit gets put into the dumpster. Okay. So I have a process. There's a method to my madness. But my husband comes in and he's like, "Hey babe, leave your keys out, because it was going to rain. I don't think he was going to ride the motorcycle." So I kind of panicked because I don't know where my keys are. Okay, so I'm sitting here, I just gotten started. And I know, if you guys know, you get in the groove of doing something, you get interrupted, it just kind of fucks up your whole flow. Okay, so I had taken everything off of all my shelves and I threw in a big pile. My futon is overflowing with like all my rugs, pillows, carpets, and other clothes. But I mean, it's a disaster. I cannot even see my desk right now. Okay, and I'm thinking, okay, the keys are probably on the desk, because I'm going to clean, you know, everything deeply. So everything comes off the shelf, even if I'm not purging or getting rid of it. And then I rearranged a little bit. So that's the point he came in. I just rearranged. I got a shelf cleaned off. I just dusted. I was going to start putting things back. Okay. In my office, I also have like all my beauty products, like all my makeup, all that stuff. So, you know, he goes to bed and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to tackle this. I got some stuff on the shelf and I'm going through the makeup. And I'm like, fuck, I probably should look for these keys real fast. I start looking for my keys. Just either they're on my desk or they're in my purse. That's like the two options. Okay. So I'm thinking they're on my desk. So I just kind of start like lifting up layers at a time to get to the bottom where the keys are. And I'm like, oh shit, they're not here. And so I, you know, dig through the stuff on my floor, because I have mountains of stuff right now, just books, papers, blankets, some of the girls' shit that was in my backpack, like their jackets, hats, whatever. And I'm freaking out. So I go out in the hall and, you know, my purse is hanging on the wall and I pull it off. I go through it. I'm like, okay, this is weird. I go out in my car. I can't find my keys. I look all through my car, because I'm like, this doesn't make sense. I'm freaking out, bitch. I looked everywhere. I looked on the ground. Like, it took me about an hour and a half, and I don't know what. Oh, I was going to the counter, okay, to leave my husband a note. And before I started my office, I had one little piece of the kitchen to finish. I homeschool, and I hadn't cleaned off the shelf by our kitchen table. to be able to put our homeschool stuff. So all of our homeschool shit was just on the corner of the counter, and it had been driving me crazy for 10 days. Okay. I'm just like, fuck, I need to clean that shelf. I need to throw that shit away so I can get that organized. I did that last night. And while I was doing that, this is like way early in the evening, while I was doing that, I hung up my keys and my husband's keys where they belong on an actual key holder that we had specifically for our keys. Okay. So I go in the kitchen to leave my husband a note that I can't find my keys. And I go to get a pen, which is in a little container, you know, on the wall right above where our fucking keys go. And I saw my keys and I'm like, that's it. It's bedtime. It's bedtime. And it's also time to continue to purge my life because I can't function. I already have like a very complicated brain that has a million tabs open 100% of the time. And I don't need to add to that. And this chaos is adding to that. So that's my shit. I totally forgot about the podcast last night. I was fucked with the keys. And then I came in my office and it's already midnight. And I'm like, you know what? I'll have to do it tomorrow. And that's not a fun thing. When you know I planned on waking up today and having this already been done and like jumped into a regular schedule. Okay. I felt really good about that, but I have to give myself some grace. There was a little detour. It's whatever. The podcast is up today. That's what's important. But yeah, here we are. So let's talk a little bit about decluttering. I think this is super important, especially if you're like me, and especially if you are someone who works from home. Okay. This is easy to walk away from when I'm bartending, because it's out of sight, out of mind. I'm not in here trying to be creative. I'm literally like leaving to go to work. But on the days when I have to do shit, when I have to, you know, actually work on Zooms and communicate with people in my office, it's too much of a distraction. And for some reason, I wait until like something traumatic happens, right? I go through an emotional experience. You don't have to wait for that. I know it's a habit I need to break, so let's work on it together, I guess. But decluttering actually shifts the energy in your life 100%. This is the last room that needed to be done, and I can't even tell you guys how good it has been to just walk through my house and not feel the weight of that, okay? Life is kicking our ass, literally. Like, shit's gonna keep happening. Stuff happens. Nobody, you know, dodges the gauntlet forever. You're literally in the arena of life. It's going to keep coming. Shit keeps moving along. So it's one of those things of like, what can we control in our environment that'll lift some weight off of our chest, right? How can I feel good about what I'm waking up to? So it feels really good. Like, I feel so much lighter, and I know once this office gets done, I will feel the same and I'll be super excited. And then I'm not going to want to leave to go bartend because I love that cozy feeling. So the three nights a week I disappear, I'm actually going to miss it. And that's good. It's healthy. We're literally prone to consumption, like buy, right? I know you're the kind of person that if you see something on sale, you feel like you have to get it just because it's on sale, rather than, oh my God, if I really need this down the road, it's going to cost me an extra $5. I probably should just wait until I need it. And that's my process. Like, I'm working through that with like a money relationship of like feeling like I had to hoard and hold on to things because I would never be able to afford them again. Or, you know, it was a struggle to buy this. We have to hold on to this. I literally, you guys, when my husband and I were first together, we were on the struggle bus like nobody's business. Buying socks for the kids was fucking traumatic for me. It was a lot. And so I would notice little things like the little girl's socks, you know, I'm like, these are kind of worn out and they just look gross. But I was holding on to them because I'm like, what if something happens and we can't afford to buy socks again? So I'm learning to kind of grow through that process, that relationship with money, to be able to release things. And I'm doing the same thing with like my makeup palettes, right? Like, bitch, I bought this thing when it was, you know, because it was only $5 and it's a $45 palette. Yeah, well, I'm not even using it. And that's my new thing. My new thing is like, just because it's on sale doesn't necessarily mean you need it. And if you really, really desire it, the money's going to come to pay full price, right? So I'm working on a whole lot of shit. Decluttering is more than just cleaning your space. It's like actual, healing your shit. Okay. Healing your shit. So it's easy for me now to walk in the store and throw some socks in the cart for the kids, right? So I could throw away their old socks. I'm not holding on to it. But we just consume things. We accumulate so much shit over the course of our lifetime. It's time to declutter. And it's hard to know where to start, okay? I kind of wish I would have done the house backwards, but I'm where I'm at. So I'm going to teach you guys because I learned the hard way. If you're looking to declutter, the first thing you need to do is pick your worst room. You know which one is bothering you the most. That is where you start. When you see how great it looks, then you're going to have the motivation to do the rest of the house, right? And you kind of have to visualize what you want the space to look like, especially if you're doing what I'm doing and I'm rearranging. My office is not huge. I think it's like 12 by 12 or something. I don't know. It's not huge. I've got a desk, a TV, cat tree, litter box, futon, makeup shelves, big shelf. Like I have a lot of shit in here. So it's a little bit of living space and a lot of stuff I have to actually visualize. You know, I had the tent measure out. I'm like, okay, is this bitch going to fit here? How much is that going to open this up? And even just energetically, like making sure the room feels open and I'm not closed in. Okay. That stresses me out. I'm someone who really, ideally, I like to be where everyone is, you know, so I like to be mobile. I like to be able just to grab my laptop off the desk and go sit at the table with the kids while they're doing their stuff. So I need that openness. So I feel some kind of connection when I can't leave the room. Like I can't record a podcast in the living room where they're playing right now, obviously. So I have the floor plan to where it still feels open and I still feel them go do the bunnies. So yeah, take your time with that. When you have a clear goal in mind, that's when you kind of feel motivated to continue. Think about what you want the room to look like when you're done. And then you just kind of start with what you see. It's overwhelming to think about everything that's in the drawers and closets. And that's on my list as well. Bitch, I can't even tell you the nightmare that my closet is right now and my drawers. It's crazy. I'm going to feel like I have a whole new wardrobe because I have quarantined myself. I got a new kitten a few months ago. And so we lived in my office. So I basically have like 10 outfits here that I've been rotating for 4 months now, 3 or 4 months now. I'm going to feel like I have a new wardrobe by the time I go up and look in my closet and drawers because I haven't seen that shit in 6 months at least. Okay. But you should start with like the desktops, the floor space, tops of dressers, tables. Clearing those areas makes you feel like you're making the progress. And kind of when you start to feel flat or stressed or you get interrupted and you have to restart, you get inspired to keep going. And you have to think about the furniture, okay? This contributes to how cluttered a room looks. You have to look at every piece in the room and make sure it serves a function and that it's in the right place. Reorganizing, that's what transforms everything for me. You've got to prepare yourself mentally, okay? You have to physically be prepared. Meaning have your bags, your boxes, have your, I'm going to put this in a basement box, have your, I'm going to give this to, you know, I'm going to donate this box. And then you definitely need a trash box. It's going to take time. And as much as I thought I could do it, it doesn't happen overnight. I literally tried to do all the shit in one night and there was no way. And I know it's overwhelming and you don't even want to get started, but I feel like it's just like how I coach women in business. When it's time to do something, I want you just to set a timer for 15 minutes and see where you're at. That's it. Just say, all right, I'm going to put 15 minutes in this space and I'm going to clean off this dresser. I'm going to clean off this table. I'm going to clean off this bookshelf, whatever it is, get to work. When the buzzer goes off, if you're in the groove, keep fucking going. If not, at least you nailed 15 minutes of that. Okay. 15 minutes is more than no minutes. One of the most important ways to succeed in decluttering is to make sure everything has a space. Okay. I have to organize my kids' toys and literally take pictures to show them like, okay, this is where shit goes. Give everything a home. Everything, there's a place for everything and everything and it's a place. It is hard to let go of things that mean stuff to us too. Okay. Maybe take a picture of those things that mean something to you that you know you don't want to keep, like that big, crazy. Okay. My grandma Lemons, when she passed away, my Aunt Margie gave me a lot of lemon stuff. Okay. Cause she knows, you know, I'm happy to be married. My husband is a lemons. I therefore am a lemons. You guys didn't know that, did you? I go by Brandon Lynette a lot. So there's that. But anyway, tons of lemon stuff. And there was this really horrid lemon tree that I got from her. And like, I loved it and I wanted to make it work. It just didn't. I would struggle with it. And I'm like, man, I should really keep this. Like, I know Grandma Lemons is up there proud and smiling down on me because my house is full of lemon shit. No, it was weighing me down. That shit ended up going to the curb. Okay. I know that no one ever gives you something with the intention of you feeling weighed down and obligated to keep it. Okay. You don't have to feel that at all. A person that's weighed down with a bunch of things is not going to be a happy person. It's not going to be a person stepping into their power, their potential. You're not living your best fucking life if you're holding on to shit that's dragging you down. My husband literally did the same thing with boat motors. Our grandpa, when Grandpa Lemons passed away, he took some boat motors from him. And it was the same. It was the same thing. Okay. It was just, he's never going to use them. Right. And this season he finally pulled it out to the end of the street and sold it. So it's, he wasn't obligated to have to keep that. We just get tied to these things with an emotional connection. And the truth is, it's better to honor people by stepping into your power than to just let yourself be weighed down by things and never move. Right? Decluttering definitely feels like a monumental task. As long as you keep going, that's it. Keep going. You, my husband literally just texted me right now and said, how's the office looking? It's the same. I mean, I had to make pancakes and sausage and hash browns for the kids and do a bunch of shit before I could get in here in the mornings. But I still have a long day ahead of me. We're going to get this done. By the time you hear tomorrow's podcast, you'll be like, fuck, I'm tired of her talking about the office. That shit better be done. Bitch, it's going to be done. Might even post a picture on social media because I would be so proud. But anyway, decluttering is going to reduce the stress in your life. It gives you more space to enjoy. Majority of cases, it's a reduction in housework. For me, especially, I would have to like it. Trust me, it just makes housework a lot easier if you can declutter. Okay. Break the task down into small chunks and you're going to increase your chance of success. All you have to do is get started. Use the timer. Okay. And let this be an emotional cleansing. It is for me. This is like new. It's a new energy, new things. I'm opening up. Once you kind of do a big release, you open up to the bigger blessings. And I'm gearing up for that. I'm gearing up for the next level in life because I have gone through some growth and I feel that. And I'm just kind of expanding into it. That's why we make things new again. Most people go cut bangs. I did the house. Okay. Don't cut your bangs. Don't cut your bangs. Find change in a different way. Even just how I approach my day with my kids has been different the past few weeks. It's been a beautiful shift and everything is aligning. I feel that energy. So I want you guys to picture what you want to be doing in the moment. Like, how do you want your days to feel, right? Work on that. You've got this. I know it's hard out there, bitch, but just keep going. I will see you hookers tomorrow.